Welcome. Welcome to this year's 2012 Praise and Performance Program, formerly known as Superintendent's Request. To start with, I want to read from a psalm of praise. And this is Psalm 148. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights above. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his heavenly hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens, and you waters above the sky. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created. He set them in place forever and ever. He gave them a decree that will never pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures in all ocean depths. Lightning and hail, snow and clouds, stormy winds that do his bidding. You mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, small creatures and flying birds, kings of the earth and all nations, you princes and all rulers on earth, young men, maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His splendor is above the earth and the heavens. He has raised up for his people a horn, the praise of all his saints of Israel, the people close to his heart. Praise the Lord. So good good afternoon. It's nice to see everyone here today. And I'm really excited about what we got. We have some wonderful performances today that I really hope lifts you all up and gives you a smile on your face and a sense of encouragement. So to start, we're going to sing here from a quartet entitled Let It Be Said of Us. And now actually what this has two verses and two choruses. The chorus is the same. And the chorus is actually printed up on screen. So on the second time through in the chorus, join in. So with that, we have Colton Walker, Jacob Walker, Josie Nader, and Maggie Schagater singing Let It Be Said of Us. And as the Richmond Chapel Choir and some friends come up, there's your cue. I'm going to read from the book of 1 Corinthians. And this is what we're going to be hearing just in a couple seconds. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed. In a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. For the perishable must clothe itself with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality. So as they organize, we're going to listen to two songs from the Richmond Chapel Choir. They're going to be singing Lord of All and Here at Last. Enjoy.
Thank you.
wonderful job. A little side bit, both those songs are from the, I can't really call it new anymore, but the Purple Crystalpium book. Some of you may know why that, some of you may not. But actually, it is about 150 hymns, songs like that, that are composed entirely by Crystalpians. So there's a book, Maggie has a copy, I know I have a copy, there's some Australians there, so or here, so hopefully they know about it. But it's a great hymn book of all Crystalpian music, so including those two songs were composed by Crystalpians. So now we're going to have a piano and violin duet with some Ross children. Abigail and Michael Ross are going to be playing Canon in D. Praise him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise him with the harp and the lyre. Praise him with tambourine and dancing. Praise him with the strings and the flute. Praise him with the clash of cymbals. Praise him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Next, we are privileged to hear a wonderful duet by our brothers and sister Roscoe and Janet Ross. They will be singing Some Golden Daybreak. And as always, this is going to be a treat.
Thank you.
Jana and Roscoe. So now, as far as I know it, Praise doesn't have any age limitations. So now we'll hear from Colton and Brady Bennett. Two guys, one of them doing what I couldn't do when I was his age. So let's hear him play a couple songs. One will be playing the piano, that's Colton, while Brady sings. God is love, God is love. I like it. So now Ethan Anderson will sing Brother, Sister, Let Me Serve You. Sorry, Ethan Larson, not Ethan Anderson. Unless you want to sing. Ethan Larson will sing Brother, Sister, Let Me Serve You.
Thank you.
Grandma Gilda Goldberg.
How are ya? How are you been? It's been a long time since I've seen you guys. Oh, it's so wonderful. There's so many new faces. So I have to tell you who I am. I'm Grandma Gilda Goldberg. The most intelligent Jewish grandma you're ever going to meet, even if I say so myself, and I just did. I'm wearing this wonderful leg here because I just came back from Hawaii. Now, if you've never been, let me tell you, this is what you got to do. You got to take in the magnificence of the mountains, the gorgeous blue of the ocean. You have to take in the fragrance of the flowers. But when you take in sand in your bathing suit, it's no paradise. Now, since this is the end of the Bible school, as well as being in the bike. And he was so busy, too. always have gift of the fish. May you have understanding of every detail. May you never think that God will forsake you or fail. May you regard every brother and sister in the truth as your, may you regard every believer in the truth as your sister and brothers. And may you always remember to call your mother. Next year in Jerusalem, Shalom.
Diana Delta Goldberg. And Gladheart does indeed make a cheerful countenance. And while Jacob's getting set up over here, I do have to tell you a story. This is a true story of my sister, and she knows what's probably coming. Oh, she doesn't. So we had a nice little, we had like a verse for every day, and then it has a Bible trivia at our kitchen table. That was maybe 10 years ago, so I was 10, Faith was 7, 8. And there was a question, how many wives did Solomon have? And Faith proudly reads it back where the answer is. She goes, he had 300 wives and 700 cucumbers. As proud as can be. So now, on a more serious note, we have Jacob Tittman. I'm really excited to hear this piece. He's going to be singing on Psalm 62, verse 2.
Thy rod and staff that comfort me, and make straight the path for me, I fear.
soul finds rest in God alone. My salvation comes from him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken. Powerful words and a powerful song. Thank you, Jacob. Next, we have our sister Rebecca Ross singing Hannah's song from the CD Samuel and Song. So I believe your mom wrote this, right? So Juliana Anderson, Hannah Anderson's and Ethan Anderson's mom, wrote this. And Rebecca will be singing for us. Thanks, Rebecca. And now we have her sister and father, Brian and Abigail Ross, singing There Is None Like You.
Thank you.
beautiful. Now we get a treat to a women's a cappella. Little, what is it, quintet, sextet, whatever, how many other girls are going to be singing? Seven of them. I don't know what that's called. So, a septet or something. There we go. So give us a minute to set up all seven mics. You're going to have some fun percussive effects here. So...
If I send them to the heavens,
He's the expert, not me. Yeah, thanks, girls. Especially, like, Emery's part. That was fun. So now we have Alan Gist. There's the accompanist. Singing Let There Be Peace on Earth. A great hymn. It's actually in the Praise the Lord book. And I enjoy hearing him, and I think you will too. Alan Gist.
Just an inspiration for the song I'm going to share with you tonight is throughout the week we had some great lessons, and I mean, we're all going to take a lot away from this time together in fellowship. But one of the moments for me, and I say moment, is in Reverend John Munster's class. They talk about living in the moment. You know, not carrying the baggage of the past, things that have happened and just fretting about and worrying about, and not carrying the expectation of the future, not the things that we've got going on that we're worried about or thinking about. And it's having that peace in our heart. And that's what Jesus talked to his disciples about. He said, in this world, you will have trouble. But he said, in me, you will have peace. And right before he went to the cross, he told him, and he said, take heart, I have overcome. And that's how he did it. He had that peace in his heart. So I think all of us need to think about that. Take that moment. Think about the peace that we have, and let the peace of Christ rule in our hearts.
Wonderful. Now, chances are that's the lyrics. That's not a wrong verse. Hannah Anderson and Jacob Walker will be singing a song entitled Your Love. So, Hannah and Jacob, take it away.
This song is called Your Love. It's by Fatfish. I'm a commentator here with that band. Everyone who asked for it has been familiar. And it's one of my favorites. And one of my little brother Ethan's favorites as well, and he's never got to hear it live, so I'm really excited to do this because I've never had a guitarist and it just does not work with piano. So I really appreciate Jacob stepping in this week and doing it, and to you.
you very much, you guys. As we start to wrap up to the end, we have Grant Anderson singing with Hannah Anderson. They're both helping out on the piano as well. So give them a little time to get over there. And this is a song, Those Who Fear My Name, that both Grant wrote as well as his mother. So, again, give him a couple seconds, and we'll be listening to Grant Anderson sing Those Who Fear My Name.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was wonderful. Thank you. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. And with those words in mind, we'll hear another barbershop quartet. You heard two of them last night. You probably liked it as much as I did, and we have another opportunity tonight. So we have one final act this evening, so stay awake for this one. And it's by Wendy Johnson. And I have to say, when she first gave me the music, and she sang a little bit of it, I fell in love with this song. This is great. I mean, this is just good music here. The words are perfect for this time of the week. And I know I'm especially thinking of a certain sister, Caitlin Harrison, who might find this rather appropriate. So with that, a perfect day. Enjoy.
The course, the end of the perfect day today will be the choir's wonderful rendition of Finding Elijah. I'm just absolutely amazed by the musical talent at the Spinal School and really enjoyed being part of that. So, if I get emotional when I sing the song, you'll forgive me, and if you get to know the tune or you know the tune, feel free to join in.
Performers today. Great job. That was wonderful. Three people I want to say thank you first. First of all, Emma in the back, we thanked her this morning. Thank her again. She did great. Also, Abigail Ross over there, who's taking care of all the little peeps and making sure they go up in time. Thank you. And Mr. Ethan Anderson, who made this go about twice as fast as it could have. So thank you very much. Thank you all for coming. And please come out to see the wonderful evening program tonight. There's a lot of work in it.